There is an incredible scandal unfolding at the Bureau of Labor and Statistics before your eyes glaze over. It has to do with non-public secret information being released to a group of what they described as super users, who of course are all on Wall Street in a position to make millions of dollars based on this non-public information. This is per the New York Times, a lot of other outlets reporting on this as well. They say new questions on how a key agency shared inflation data. I think that's to put it pretty mildly. A government economist had regular contact with, quote, super users in finance, records show, at a time when such information keenly interests investors, keenly interests them. Let me go ahead and read a little bit of this report for you. So this all started back in February. There was an email that was sent to a group of users explaining how a methodological tweak could have contributed to an unexpected jump in housing costs in the consumer price index. And it was addressed to, quote, super users, circulated rapidly around Wall Street. And some journalists got their hands on this and said, wait a second, what the hell is going on here? Is there some official list of super users who are being clued in on all of this information? The BLS, no, it's just a one-off.
Don't worry
this
about
is
it.
Not normal procedure. Don't worry about it. Well, now we had a Freedom of Information Act request that showed that the agency, or at least that economist who sent the original email, was in regular contact with users in the finance industry. And what you can see here is one of those exchanges where a super user said, hey, would it be possible to be on the super user email list? The employer replies, yes, I can add you to the list. Reporters' efforts to reach the employees identified, the Bureau confirmed, were unsuccessful. They described this individual as a relatively low-ranking but long-time official within the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So anyway, the fact that you have people in finance emailing this person like, hey, can I get on that cool list? Indicates this was not a one-off. And they got their hands on additional emails, some of which did in fact contain significant non-public information. Now, this is like some really wonky stuff about, oh, we're making this methodological change and how we calculate the housing inflation, et cetera. But if this is what you do and you're trading potentially hundreds of millions of dollars based on this information and what it's going to do to the markets, which, you know, by the way, when this inflation data came out yesterday, huge market crash. So if you have a heads up that that's the sort of thing that's coming, you can imagine the kind of bank that you can make off of that. It is an extraordinary scandal. And the last thing I'll say here is, you know, let me give you a sense of who some of the recipients on this were. Apparently, the names were redacted, but their employers were not. So you're able to get a sense of, all right, well, who are these quote-unquote super users? They say that many of the recipients appear to have been in-house economists at large investment banks like Barclays, Nomura, and BNP Paribas. Others work for private research firms, which sell their analysis to investors. Some recipients appear to have been analysts at large hedge funds, such as Millennium Capital Partners, Brevan Howard, I don't know who these people are, and Citadel, which trade directly on their research. In at least one case, emails to super users appear to have shared methodological details that were not yet public.